This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice.
The inspiration for today's call actually came from a text from Mr. Tim Dominey himself after we did last week's call. He said, "Hey, I get a lot of people asking me about losing body fat, especially around the midsection. Is that a topic you can cover?" And I said, absolutely, be glad to cover it. So that's what we're going to talk about here today. Timing is good that Tim asked me that question because, as some of you know, if you know me well, you know I'm a health-conscious guy. I've been a health-conscious guy for the vast majority of my life. But recently, in the last year, I made a commitment to myself that I'm going to get, hopefully, what will be, for me personally, the best shape of my life. So over the last year, I've been doing a lot of things to try to make myself more fit, and more importantly, more lean and losing excess body fat. So I've personally done a lot of experimentation with my own body on how to lose excess body fat. And at 56 years old, I'm proud to tell you that I probably have not had this low a level of body fat as I currently do unless I looked all the way back into my 20s. So that's a pretty impressive thing for me personally to be able to claim. But how did I do it, right? Because again, as most of us are probably aware of, when we get older, as we begin to age, it seems like, and there's definitely some truth to this, that it becomes more and more difficult to lose excess body fat. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. Now, obviously, the goal of today's call, as we do every Wednesday, is to keep the call short. So while I could probably speak for an hour on this topic, let me kind of distill it down to what I think are some of the most important, most critical basics of this conversation. Think of it this way. Body fat is stored fuel within your body. And what do I mean by that? Well, for most of us, fuel often looks like glucose. Because as many of us know, if our blood sugar ever gets too low, dangerously low, that could mark the last day that we take a breath here on this earth, right? So it's true that the body needs glucose. It needs fuel to run. It's also true that the body has this incredible mechanism inside of every one of us called insulin. Insulin is designed to help manage the blood sugar, glucose levels within the body so that we can use that glucose for fuel, okay? So it's interesting, we need it, but in our modern day world, the vast majority of people are way over consuming the amount of sugar, glucose, carbohydrates that the body needs. More importantly, the vast majority of our modern-day society is also way over-consuming calories based on what their body really needs for maintenance, and more importantly, a large percentage of our modern population is extremely sedentary, where they are not doing any real physical activity. So let's use that ideology of, hey, glucose is fuel for the body. So when we consume sugar or when we consume foods that add to the glycemic level, the sugar, the glucose levels within the body has two choices. It says, okay, now we can use this fuel to put into the muscle tissue so that we can fuel the muscle tissue for the individual to be able to move and function physically and, you know, shuttle it into the cell so that the cells have the energy to do what the body's supposed to do. But if we have too much of it and there's no room left in our normal muscle tissue or cellular structure for this glucose, then we have too much of it. And so the insulin, which is designed to shuttle this fuel, this glucose, to parts of the body, when the places it normally would go in a lean, healthy individual are full, then it has to figure out where to put this excess glucose because it can't put it in the bloodstream because too much in the bloodstream, and we've got some major health issues. In fact, it could be extremely dangerous for those of us who understand, you know, the dangers as an example of type 2 diabetes. So the body has to do something with it. What does it do with it? It stores it. And where does it store it? It stores it in the form of body fat. So when you show somebody to me who's carrying excess amounts of body fat, here's some of the assumptions I can make pretty accurately about that individual. I can make the assumption that A, they're probably consuming far more sugar or carbohydrates than their body can use on a daily basis. Hence, the body has to store it someplace and it stores it as a form of fat. I can also make the assumption that this is a person who probably has a lower or below average amount of lean muscle tissue. How can I surmise that? Well, I can surmise that because the more lean, healthy muscle tissue you have, the more your body's ability is to use glucose for energy, for movement, for physical activity, and the less chance it has to store it as body fat. Okay, so I know this person's probably got lower amounts of lean muscle tissue. And I can also, by that same assumption, probably guess that this person leads a more sedentary style life, meaning they are not exercising, whether it be weight training, resistance training, or cardiovascular type training, meaning they're not moving their body enough, they're not getting enough physical activity to take some of that stored glucose, aka body fat, and use that as fuel. So, how do we address this then? Well, as you could probably tell, where I'm going here is the first and foremost place we need to address this is what we're putting in our body, both food and beverage. We have to look at it from a standpoint, is this going to add to the glucose levels in my body, or is this going to be a low glucose item in my body? Thus, meaning if my body doesn't get enough glucose, it has no choice but to reach into its storage of glucose, aka body fat, for fuel, for energy. So this is where you hear things like the ketogenic diet. This is where you hear things like the carnivore diet. This is where you hear things like, you know, low carb lifestyle, low sugar lifestyle. Trust me, your body is incredibly resourceful at finding sources of glucose, even if you're not consuming it. You could literally cut glucose, especially if you have body fat. So if you have a reasonable amount of body fat on your body, you could cut glucose completely out of your diet and carbohydrates completely out of your diet for a shockingly long amount of time, and your body will not slow down. Your body will find ways to produce energy, primarily by taking that body fat and breaking it down, okay? So understand your body is incredibly designed by our Creator to find fuel when it needs it. The problem is most of us, like I said, are putting way too much of that glucose fuel into our body, and that leads to a condition called insulin resistance. Insulin resistance happens when the cells in your muscles, in your fat, in your liver don't respond to insulin as they should. Remember, the insulin is like the transport mechanism taking the glucose to where it can best utilize it, and its first choice is to utilize it through things like muscle tissue. But when there's no room in the muscle tissue because, again, we're either not exercising, we're not physically active, we don't have a lot of muscle, lean muscle tissue to start with, it creates a situation where it's storing body fat. But when the body gets too much insulin too often because we're consuming too much glucose, this results in a situation where we have impaired insulin sensitivity. And again, insulin is essential for life. It's what regulates our blood sugar. And so that insulin is moving that glucose all around your body so your body can use it for energy. But when your body stops responding appropriately to insulin, that means that, you know, it just can't efficiently use the glucose for energy or for storage. And that results in a buildup in your blood, and then that becomes what we often refer to as diabetes, because your pancreas is constantly making more insulin to try to overcome this blood glucose level, and now we have a problem, okay? And that leads to obesity, cardiovascular disease, liver disease, you know, you name it. I mean, there's all kinds of challenges with that. That's why you're hearing so much about it. And by the way, that's why GLP-1 drugs have become so popular, because one of the things they address primarily is insulin resistance, okay? So our diet plays a role. Our physical activity plays a role. If you're not physically active, if you have any ability to be physically active, you need to do that. And if possible, you need to look at ways to build lean, healthy muscle tissue for two reasons. Number one is, again, allows you to manage glucose more effectively, more efficiently, meaning less chance of it turning into body fat. So I'm not saying you have to be a bodybuilder. I'm not saying you have to go and have these massive muscles. But to be honest with you, I've got a brother who's an amateur bodybuilder, and he can eat easily on a daily basis 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day and not gain a single ounce of body fat. Why? Because he's got so much muscle tissue, he's able to burn that glucose up as energy because he's got enough muscle tissue. It requires more glucose. It never makes it to fat storage, right? So again, having and maintaining lean, healthy muscle tissue, not being a bodybuilder, but lean, healthy muscle tissue. You do that through resistance training, strength training, and to a certain extent, if you want to help give your body a boost at burning some of that excess body fat, doing some cardio training, although not long-term, short-term, aka high-intensity interval training, can be a great thing. Now, if you can't be as physically active as you'd like to due to some physical limitations, this is where your diet becomes even that much more important. So you've got to be careful and cautious about how much glucose and sugar in carbohydrates you're putting in your body. You also have to look at an opportunity to be in what we call a calorie deficit. Because think of it this way, if you're consuming slightly less calories on a daily basis than your body needs to maintain, your body is then searching for fuel because it's not quite getting all it needs from the food that you're eating. And therefore, when you are in a calorie deficit, your body has to reach into body fat stores in order to burn up some of that fat to get the fuel it needs for daily function. But most people don't find themselves in a calorie deficit. They find themselves in a calorie excess. And that's, again, why we have too many calories, aka too much glucose, body's got to store it as body fat. So that's another strategy we have to look at. Keep in mind, there's another strategy we can even look at that will really help us shed some body fat in a relatively short period of time, but it's not easy. It's called fasting. And I'm not talking about intermittent fasting, although that is one strategy. That's a much slower strategy. But if you want to shock your body into shedding some body fat, if you want to get your body to have no choice but to reach into body fat stores, to use that as a source of fuel, one of the ways you can do that is by picking a period of time, ideally 48 to 72 hours, where you are eating zero food. And for some people, the thought of that freaks them out. But I can tell you, I've done this enough, and I've done this actually quite a bit over the last 12 months, and it's amazing how that sparks an igniting factor within your body to burn fat because you're not giving your body any calories, you're not giving your body any glucose, carbohydrates, none of it. You're just doing a water fast for 48 to 72 hours. Your body has no choice. It's got to use the resources that it has, and in this case, body fat is a great, easy source of fuel for you to be able to burn when you're not consuming calories. Is this really possible? It's interesting. I've been following a guy on social media recently who was extremely overweight, extreme amounts of body fat, and he started a fast that he was only going to do for 3 days. Turned out he ended up doing this fast for 120 days. I want you to imagine for a second not having food for 120 days. This guy did it. And every time you saw him post a video update, he looked sharp. He looked there was no noticeable change in his physical body other than he was burning fat like crazy. Now, granted, he had a lot to lose. This is a gentleman that was over 400 pounds at his peak. Now, this is not something you would do if you had a small amount of body fat. That could be very dangerous. In his case, he had tons of quote-unquote stored energy to burn. So it just goes to show you how incredibly resilient the body is at using and finding fuel when it's not being given food. This guy went 120 days, which is crazy. It's ridiculous. I personally could never do that. I don't have enough body fat to even survive that a week doing that because it would mess me up. And so, again, I'm not suggesting this is what anybody should do, but it just was an example of a gentleman who actually, under medical supervision, did this for 120 days, didn't have an ounce of food for 120 days and burned a ton of fat, okay? So that just, again, points out how important fasting can be as a tool. Now, what about nutrition? Nutrition obviously plays a major role. If you're looking to lose body fat, you've got to provide your body with adequate amounts of hydration, minerals, and electrolytes. Of course, that's where your X2O comes in. We've also got to look at other nutritional pathways that give our body an opportunity to reach into body fat stores and burn them up as a primary source for fuel whenever possible. That's exactly where your metabolize system comes in. Your metabolize AM formula, your PM formula, and the protein fiber shake. A lot of people try to skip that. But remember, protein intake, feeding that lean muscle tissue, which requires protein, by the way, you have to have adequate protein intake if your goal is to lose body fat, because you've got to maintain that lean, healthy muscle tissue. So that's why in our metabolite system, you've got an AM formula, a PM formula, and the protein fiber shake. The three of them, all three of them provide nutrition and foundational building blocks for the body to reach and use body fat as its primary source of energy. So that's another very specific tool that you can use in Zuma's product line. One of the other tools that you can use that a lot of people overlook for weight management is the fact that omega-3, especially fish-based omega-3 fatty acids, as long as they're super high-quality source, which of course we have in Zuma's omega-375, those high-quality fish oil-based fats, those omega-3s, actually are very supportive in giving your body the ability to burn fat for fuel. So that's another little secret weapon you can incorporate into your routine. And then finally, if you have gut dysfunction, if you are somebody who struggles with constipation, remember, that's waste that needs to exit the body. And if it's not getting out of the body in a regular, timely fashion, you are, by default, more toxic than you should be. And when the body has high levels of toxicity, the body likes to store toxins in body fat to protect your major organs. So getting proper regular elimination can be a very important factor in helping you lose body fat. So if you're one of those people that struggles with constipation, that's where your Zuma's Nature's Body Cleanse comes in. And by the way, that's why we branded the Nature's Body Cleanse under the Metabowise line, because we understood people who have elimination problems also have body fat accumulation problems. So that's another area that you can address. And again, we're done with this call today in terms of our normal time, but literally this is a topic that I could go another 15, 20, 30 minutes on, covering some of the other things that can lead to excess body fat or that can accelerate the burning of body fat. But what I wanted to do today and the message today is these are some of the most foundational basics, because if you don't get these right, then the other nuances that will help you lose body fat are going to be more challenging if you don't have the foundation and the basics right. So what I shared with you today are the basics. Now, here's one little bit of bad news. For those of you who are like me, as an example, where I've lost a vast majority of my body fat, and the only little bit I've got left happens to be right around that midsection where your belt line and your pants line is at, here's the bad news. When you lose body fat, it generally burns off of most areas of your body first, and the last place it burns off is your midsection. For those people who think, man, it'd be great to have a six-pack abs look like you see on TV or the internet, trust me, that is extremely hard to achieve. So if that's your goal, that takes a whole nother level of discipline. So understand that if you're one of those people that just has a little bit of body fat around the midsection, if that's your goal to lose that, understand that that is a little bit more of a challenge, because, again, that's usually the very last place that your body will lose it and shed it. So if that's your goal, that's a different topic for a different day. We can talk more about that on a different call.